Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, March 19th, 2020, Fight for Your Freedom. And we're kind of limited now in our freedom because the public health authorities have limited us to what we can and can't do. Goes against the spirit of Americans, my spirit. But at the end of the broadcast, I'm telling you what I am going to do this weekend. And you might be curious about that. That's coming up. All right, so President Trump, I'm not going to use a soundbite because it's too long and convoluted. And I'm not criticizing Mr. Trump. I mean, he's he's doing what he should do. And we laid it out yesterday, the timeline, about what happened in China, collided with impeachment in the USA. Obviously, President Trump was diverted by impeachment. And I have a soundbite I'm going to play you in a little while about what I said today on the radio about it. But if you didn't see last night's No Spin News, go back and watch it. Because I just micro detail all things that were happening in China on the contagion. At the same time, all the things that were happening in impeachment. So any human being who is being impeached as a president is going to pay attention to impeachment. So his attention was diverted. As was mine in the media. I covered the impeachment. I wasn't worrying too much about what was happening in Wuhan, although I did alert every BillO'Reilly.com subscriber on January 22nd, way before most of the other media, that this was going to be a problem. And again, we have that posted. So history will show that one of the reasons the contagion was allowed to get in here without bulwarks was because of impeachment. That is a fact, a historical fact. Now, the media will never report it in a million years because the media drove impeachment. And the Democrats would never acknowledge it. But once this contagion is over, Donald Trump should look at that and use it in his campaigning. Because this absolutely diverted not only the president's attention, but his whole cabinet. Everybody was locked in on impeachment. And you need to accept that fact. Because impeachment was bogus. I told you that. It was trumped up, pardon the pun, just designed to hurt his reelection campaign. They knew there wasn't going to be any conviction. And the garbage about Ukraine was just insane. So we're suffering now for two reasons. China, absolutely, and impeachment. It's not the incompetence of Donald Trump or the federal government. They're actually doing a pretty good job. And so are most of the states. I mean, even Andrew Cuomo, who is a far left nut now, he's been very efficient here in New York. So I call him as I see him, and I see him in a sane way, and you know that. Roll the tape on this. We'll be right back.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Now, Disney is fascinating. They run a show called The View. Now, The View is not an entertainment program. It's a news program. It goes under the news banner. The View is perhaps the single most propagandistic program in the country. And Disney knows that. All right? It's there to spew out far left hatred. That's what it is. They put Meghan McCain in there, but poor Meghan just gets battered. That's The View. It didn't used to be that way when Barbara Walters ran it and she created it. It wasn't that way. And I was on it many times, as you know. But now it is simply a propaganda vehicle for an hour in the morning. That's it. Disney is okay with that. In fact, it brands it under its news banner, which is incredible. Doesn't have to, could give it to entertainment. So I'm analyzing ABC News. I used to work at ABC News. I did very well at ABC News, and Peter Jennings was a very good friend of mine. And I can't imagine Peter Jennings working for that operation now. But I came to know, why is Disney, a traditional entertainment outfit, and that needs conservative traditional people to go and to the parks and get its product, why are they doing this? So I made calls, and I do what I always do. I investigate it. And Disney is dependent for its entertainment apparatus on Hollywood, 100%. It needs the Hollywood product. It needs the animation. It needs the performers. It needs the writers. It needs the distribution. It needs all of that. Disney has to have it. The entertainment industry is so Trump hate centric that if you don't do what the industry wants you to do vis-a-vis President Trump, they cut you off. All right? They don't pitch products. People won't work for you. Right. That's why this is happening at Disney. Enter Cecilia Vega, who covers the White House for ABC News. Okay? She is at the briefing yesterday with President Trump. Roll it.
Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? There are reports of dozens of incidents of bias against Chinese Americans in this country. Your own aide, Secretary Azar, says he does not use this term. He says ethnicity does not cause the virus. Why do you keep using this?
Because it comes from China.
Racist.
It's not racist at all, no, not at all. It comes from China. That's why. Comes from China. I want to be accurate. Yeah, please, John. Please.
I have great love
for all of the people from our country. But as you know, China tried to say at one point, maybe they stopped now, that it was caused by American soldiers. That can't happen. It's not going to happen. Not as long as I'm president. It comes from China.
Now, a couple of things. Ms. Vega didn't just ask the question. She was accusing Donald Trump of racist behavior. It was an accusation, not a question. It was like Megyn Kelly's question in the first Republican debate back in 2016. It was an accusation. All right. So Ms. Vega was basically trying to get dissension. Only people back, hey, they don't say that. So she was accusing, trying to foment dissension and trying to embarrass the President of the United States. Why? Why would you do that if you were a reporter? Now, the question is legitimate, and in fact, I actually agree that President Trump should not call it the China virus or the Chinese virus. He should say it's the virus from China, because that's more precise. Hang tough, and here's an announcement.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
All right, let's go to the mail. Bob Sprague at Chico, California. I'd like to hear more about your opinion on the coronavirus and how the media is handling it. We have chosen CBS and PBS over the other cable networks because they are so biased left or right. I'll do that next week. I'll give you a rundown of how I see the media vis-a-vis the virus, Bob. I can't endorse CBS or PBS. I haven't seen enough of them. But I have seen what you're referring to in cable, and you're certainly not getting a good look at the virus and what it entails from those people. And once again, please tell your friends and family to subscribe to BillO'Reilly.com. Far and away the best coverage here. Carolyn, concierge member. Thank you, Carolyn. We have cabin fever. I'm a retired professor whose grandkids live far away, My brilliant daughter-in-law suggested I hold a class every day via Skype. Rather than worrying about if my neighbor starts sneezing, I am class planning. Skype is a very handy tool to communicate with everybody. We use it here to interview people every day. So that's smart. You know, get your grandkids, teach them something. Rather than having them on the stupid machines all day long, shooting zombies or whatever they're doing there. Teresa Bernstad, Conroe, Texas. I really appreciate your guest Mark Penn's viewpoints on the events currently taking place with the coronavirus. Let's see how the movie ends is the most reasonable attitude I've seen. Yeah, Penn's a good guest, no doubt about it. Brad Chase, Ellicott City, Maryland. During this pandemic, I've watched you each night, Bill, I have to say, and I have said this to my wife as well. This is the best money I have ever spent to educate myself and my family. I'm glad, Brad. I think I'm going to use your letter in advertising, and I'm glad. One more note, A Killing Crazy Horse, my new ninth killing book, will be delayed until September 15th because we can't get the books to the stores in May. So you can pre-order it. You'll get it first. It's in September now. And my tour, Who Wants to Be President, will be in September as well. All you guys holding tickets in Fort Wayne, Indiana, October, we have it for you. Honor the tickets. Going to be a great show. I want you to have a good weekend. Check in with us, please. We'll have everything for you, and we'll see you on Monday.